We have one matter on the agenda, and that's the confirmation of Commissioner Showalter. Members who've served on the committee previously might remember that we had a committee hearing last year relative to Senator Commissioner Showalter's confirmation, but because we didn't take it up on the floor of the Senate, we do need to begin the process over. So, Commissioner Showalter, we have presented to us what is the appointment by the governor, as well as a resume of the commissioner. I guess for the most part in order, except for the one change from a couple of years ago, that you're no longer a constituent of mine, I believe.
Mr. Chair, that is correct. I have moved. So the address on your materials probably has changed.
So Commissioner Showalter, if you want to offer just a couple of words relative to your appointment, and there might be questions from the committee.
Absolutely. Mr. Chair, members, for the record, my name is Jim Showalter, Commissioner of Minnesota Management and Budget, and I appreciate the opportunity to come before you for your consideration and confirmation as commissioner. It's been a role that I have enjoyed and appreciate the opportunity to serve the state. It's been an amazing agency. It's been an amazing time to work for the state of Minnesota, and I look forward to continuing doing that. The colleagues that we have at Minnesota Management Budget have been outstanding. The issues before the state continue to energize us and challenge us, and I would say that the things that we have worked on the last couple of years, everything from work on the budget that you customarily would see me on in the forecast, things that we just completed, to work with state employees, working on contracts, helping develop training and leadership and effectiveness programs, to thinking through how we deliver state services more effectively, have been always interests of mine and I think constant challenges of my skills and experiences. If there's any questions or things that you'd like to ask me about, I'd be happy to address them now.
Sarah Pappas.
Just a comment, Mr. Chairman and Commissioner. I never knew you went to the Kennedy School.
Mr. Chair, Senator, yes, I did.
There are a number of us.
Yes, exactly. As a significant number of members have as well, and it's just a wonderful place. I went there and grew a lot from understanding the complexity of things.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner, did you take Ron Heifetz's class on leadership?
Mr. Chair, Senator, sadly, I did not. He was my advisor, actually.
He was just here, for One Minnesota.
And only the first year. At the time, I did not pursue his class, and now that I'm in this role, I sure wish I had, because I read his books and other things related to it quite often.
And Commissioner, over the years, you were the obviously now you're Commissioner of MMB for Governor Dayton. You were the Budget Director for Governor Plenty. And you also played a significant role with Governor Ventura. Is that correct?
I'm sure that's correct. I was what was known as a team leader, now known as an executive budget coordinator during the Ventura years.
Okay. Questions? Further questions for the commissioner?
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move the confirmation, whatever the motion is.
That would be appropriate. If there are no further questions for Commissioner Showalter, Senator Westrum.
Mr. Chair, Mr. Showalter, can you refresh me on your position in the Plenty administration?
Yes. Mr. Chair, Senator, during the Plenty administration, I started out as a team leader, and since you have my resume in front of me, I think you all could tell me which year, but I became state budget director and served as state budget director for several years, finished out as deputy commissioner at MMB. During the Plenty administration.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Chair.
Sir Bonoff.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Commissioner Showalter, I remember we actually did this last year and had a similar hearing, and you had your wife and children, and that was very nice to see their support. And so I'm glad we're back doing this, but just wanted to recall that we did have this hearing and affirmed your support for you last year.
Okay, and Commissioner, let me ask a quick question. You're implementing a new budget system, computer system, are you not?
Yes.
And where are we? I guess some of our fiscal staff have had a little bit of trouble integrating with that system. Where are we in terms of bringing that online?
Mr. Chair, we are building the governor's 2014-15 recommendations in that system. So when we release materials next week, we will be using that. Some of the preliminary information that fiscal staff already have received was through that system, basically on the base budget and things like that. So that is what we're compiling and tracking the governor's recommendations and decisions.
Okay, so we should be okay on our end of it then once you've released the budget. Is that correct?
Mr. Chair, I hope that is correct. Certainly any systems change always means new learning, understanding how to get information, access, all those kinds of things. So there's going to be a transition period, but, yeah, it is up, and we will be working with your staff to make sure you get all the information you need.
Maybe I could just ask relative to that, because this has been an ongoing, not a dispute, but a concern that I've had over the years, irrespective of whom the governor is. Will we have the information available to us with that new system in terms of the history of the budget, passed by anyone? Where we've spent money in the past, what's proposed this for this biennium?
Mr. Chair, it doesn't really include that kind of history above and beyond, you know, what we would normally have. Those kinds of trends typically are found in the fund balance or some of the special historical views that we put together. What this budget system does do that you couldn't do before is look at sources and uses within an agency so that you can start to pair up in a more complete way how an agency is funded, the different types of revenue sources, the different types of resources, along with the different lines of expenditure, so that you've got a more complete view in one space. The other thing that it gives us flexibility to do is improve on our reporting and ultimately the flexibility of categorizing different types of expenditures. So as you're looking at things like information technology or different service lines, we'll have the ability to grow into different views and cuts of the budget that we wouldn't have been able to do previously.
Okay. So on a contemporary basis, we'll have a lot of perspective. Will we have that historic perspective?
Mr. Chair, this budget system doesn't improve that historical perspective. Of what it does, what we do have is, as we would always have, like the fund balance and the consolidated fund statement, those things that we have used as a basis of an analysis, and the budget system would include the budget year, you know, sort of the usual budget comparison years.
Okay. Further, Senator Goodwin.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Commissioner, I was wondering, if years ago we tried to get more information in the budget about contracting consultants and so forth, and even though it was in state law, we were unsuccessful in getting the commissioner to comply with it. So I'm wondering if you have any plans in the future. It's a significant part of the budget, and we have no detail on that except for the chairs of the committee get some information at the beginning of the biennium, but it's not in the budget, so we can take a look at how that's growing, that part of the budget is growing or declining or whatever it may be. So is there any way that we can start getting that information so those of us that are on the finance committees can really honestly take a look at that?
Mr. Chair, Senator, a couple of things. Beyond that specific report, I'm not sure about BPAS and the budget system's ability to drill into that object of expenditure, but I do want to say that the department is trying to push in a couple and modernize really our tools in a couple of different places. One is so that that budget system ultimately will be more an online tool so that people can ask those customized questions. But the other is the SWIFT implementation. We are working towards a citizens portal so that people can ask specific questions and understand lines of expenditure in the accounting system more concretely. So it's not just a budget system question. We want to make sure we've got some transparency on the accounting side because they really should be the same information, different levels of detail. Typically, the accounting system has more detailed kinds of information than the budget system would. That citizens portal is something that we're developing. The timeline is, I would expect, by this summer that will be available. That would be the online tool that I think on an ongoing basis you could ask 12 months a year questions about how somebody's spending their money and where how much that's going for contracting or other kinds of activities.
Well,
Sir Goodman.
Mr. Chair, I was Commissioner, I was wondering if we could get that information in the committees. Even if you don't put it in the budget books, if we could all get that information comparing the costs last year, last biennium to this biennium, so we could take a look at that. I think we really do need that information to make decisions on the budget, so I would really appreciate it if we could make that change.
Mr. Chair, we will look into that.
Have further questions for the commissioner? If not, we have Senator Pappas's motion to forward the approval of the nomination of Commissioner Showalter. Senator Anderson.
Could I ask a question?
Certainly, sir.
Mr. Chair? Thank you. Commissioner Showalter, as mentioned in the presentation earlier, I'm not sure if it was Dr. Stinson or yourself or Mr. France, Commissioner France, regarding housing being a key instrument in the way our economy could go or not go. And I see in your resume that you were back in 91, 93, a part of the housing and urban development as an economist and earlier dealing with housing credits and things like that. I'm just wondering what your crystal ball analysis is as we are in the midst of this housing crisis, not only in Minnesota but in the United States. What do you see as it playing out in the future budgets?
Mr. Chair, Senator, I don't want to overstate my currency in the current housing markets, but I certainly do keep track of it. And my crystal ball, as simple as my crystal ball is that we're about at the bottom of a trough, as big of a trough as we've seen in terms of residential and single-family housing starts. So there is a lot of upside potential in that market. It's going to take a while, though, to sort out. There's just so much so many units on the market that have to work their way through the system that I think, you know, it's going to be a slow path back to where we were before. The part that I did particularly work with at Housing and Urban Development was around senior housing and those kinds of developments. And certainly Minnesota over time has also started to stand up that kind of infrastructure. And there's been a lot of reinvestment in some of the nursing facilities and some of the assisted living facilities in there. And so, you know, I think construction is a broad swath that has been really hit by the Great Recession. I think that it's coming back, but it's going to take a long time. And each of those sectors has very different characteristics. We're certainly seeing more in some areas, some types of projects, some of the commercial, industrial, and the residential will certainly take a much longer time, I think, to work through.
Thank you.
Further questions? Okay, if not, we have Senator Pappas's motion. If there's no further discussion, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. thank you, Commissioner, and thank you, members. That concludes the committee.
We'll see. Good. Yeah, very nice.
Thank you for including me on that.